Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am really deeply grateful to be able to be with you on this fifth day of May 2024. We're going to be looking at something extremely interesting, or at least it is to me. Forgive me. I assume, and I shouldn't, that when you are listening to these offerings, these podcasts, that you are interested in the subject matter, and sometimes people are, and sometimes they're not. But this one is really interesting. Comes from Sam in California. He doesn't tell me where he lives. How do I feel goodness towards those people who I fear and hate? This is a very, very interesting insight. You know, there is no way I can sit here with you on this beautiful morning and say to you, this is what you should do. This is how you should be. This is what is keeping you back, or what is causing you great difficulty in your life. Lhotse said this: in keeping the spirit and the soul together, you can maintain their perfect harmony. And that is what this is really all about, Sam: keeping a perfect harmony within yourself, of your spirit, your inclination to want to awaken, and you're merging that with the ability to awaken to your soul. Now, try to listen to me, Sam. This is not a moral issue. Forgiveness is not a moral issue. Forgiveness is a way of life. It's the way you live in yourself, in this body, in this thing you call the self. Though this self is not you, it's still regarded as you and me and I and all that other good stuff. You have to understand your whole life would have to change to live in forgiveness. You would have to understand that people are doing what they do because that's who they think they are. And for me to hate them or not forgive them for they know not what they do, just because they think that they are that person they believe themselves to be, is a misdemeanor on my part and your part. We can't do that and expect awakening. Now, you know, who wants awakening? People sit there and listen to me and then send me emails. What makes you think we all want awakening? I get that all the time. I don't think you do. I understand that. You know, the fact, though, that you would even write me an email and say, you know, I'm not interested in awakening. Can you tell me how to get more money, or get my sweetheart to love me, or have my kids respect me, or whatever? That is not the manner. I am teaching spiritual postures here, how you sit and live from within yourself. I am not here to give you self-preservation techniques that are morally right, which is what religion and philosophy do. And that's fine. If that's all you can hear, that's all you can hear. If that's all you can do, that's all you can do. It's the way it is. But for those of us who have seen a little more light in this withinness of us, we are more interested in sharing that light, not for the sake of profit, but for the sake of love. So, Sam, you have to be in love. Not with a person and not with your ego, but you have to be in love. You must understand all of this is about awakening into love. So when you look at someone that you fear or someone that you hate, they are disowned parts, generally speaking, of myself and yourself. I mean, what part of me can hate? What part of me hates a person for what they've done to me? What part of me is better than what they did that I think is so terrible? Really, just sit with that. What part of you? If you can understand the part of you that makes you believe in right and wrong, good and bad, if you can look at the part of you that wants to believe somehow within yourself that you're deserving of something more and better, if you can just observe that part, not criticize it, not judge it, just observe it, you will start to see the origins of how everything occurs within our life. And most of us do not understand what occurs in our life because we are so busy believing that life is outside of us and we, the people, the individuals, are receiving that life or getting the hit of life or doing life in some way, manner, or method, and that this is what we deserve or this is what should happen, and yada, 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 yada. We go on with our philosophies. To every person that hates us, that dislikes us, that we may even fear, it is only ourselves that has created that. It is because of our participation in our genetics, our participation in our body's DNA. It is how we operate from within ourselves, thinking that I am just a Gregory or you are just a Sam, and then going back and thinking, well, this is what we both deserve, or this is what happened to us. It's so misunderstood and shouldn't have happened, is wrong. We get involved in all sorts of thoughts like that put us in a position to hate our enemy. What did Jesus say? Love your enemy as yourself. Yes. It is myself that is the enemy. Look, we're not here to make things right. We are here in this lifetime to awaken. Awaken to this whole life and how beautiful it is and what lives within us. So when Lhasa talks about our spirit merging with our soul, he is talking about a way of life. This is something you must discover on your own. The problem is that most people are not much interested in this. They're interested in their flesh, not their soul. They're interested in the motivation that will get them what they think they want and need, not their livingness. So they live in the confines of a tremendous guilt and shame most of the time, and they miss the opportunity of their whole entire life. You are love, and to understand the depth and the breadth of this love, you must come to a place of wanting the goodness for others as you would want it for yourself. That's the key. You'll know when you have achieved a great awakening, when you want for your enemy the same love, the same kindness, the same forgiveness you would want for yourself. There is no line of demarcation between you and another, you and your supposed enemy. Don't make people your enemy. Though they may treat you harshly or they may treat you unfairly, inside yourself, do not make them an enemy. Allow them to be a person of personage. That's what they're going to do anyway. So let their personage be what it is while you live in not the confines of fear and hate, but in the state of love and kindness. And, you know, every day, the more you can sit in this kind of loving kindness, not doing more misery, not creating more problems, the more you can sit in that, the deeper will be your response to life. And then your response to life will be reflected in everything you do. Everything you do. And that will be the meaning of your existence. So your enemy, don't make them. Don't do what you will regret, as the Buddha taught. If you do these things that I've suggested here, you just might find that something new opens up within you, and your mind won't be so stringent and narrow-minded, and you'll be able to see the awakening that awakens you. Oh, may that serve you well. And Sam, you know, I sent you in the email, need more, just give me a call. Please forgive me, all of you. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. Namaste.